It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 751.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're clapping.
I feel like it's going a bit old school today because I've sent Georgie Boy out on a bit of a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Fridays, what is it? Well, it's when we celebrate the end of the week with our favourite food. That was until Josh went on fad diet. So, this week's theme of Fat Friday is fad diet themed.
And I appreciate that. Interestingly, you said to Georgie Boy, mate, thank you so much for getting all of the food. Yeah. Did you get footage?
Yeah. I asked him if he got footage. What did you say?
No, I forgot.
So, I'll be needing to find another video to make today and you'll be editing it. So, sucked in.
Serves you right for outsourcing.
Well, so, I've been getting a few updates on my phone about where my card has been being used. We had one at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then another 30-something bucks at Woolworths. Okay, so, that's safe. That's where we've got the food from today.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brought me over a cup and a spoon. It's like between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. Like a tablespoon.
It's a teaspoon.
Today, I'll be eating laxatives.
Pretty close.
Okay. So, oh, no. Georgie Boy, can you run us through first and then bring it over to us, please?
Oh, so, he's not talking. So
He's getting the bag.
It's a big bag. Yeah, yeah, you need to talk.
Run us through it and then bring it over to us.
Go. So, first step.
Just calm down.
Take a breath. Okay. First step was at Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
And so, I got some Healthy Way quality snacks, banana chippies.
Yeah, great.
Oh, I love you like those.
Yeah, I like them.
I know. What are you the ones you like?
I love mango.
Yeah, mango. Oh,
real naughty.
That's not a bag
from Costco or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
And I got two packs of these because they looked good.
Honey cashews. Oh, that's good.
He's just gone Healthy Way. So if you're on a fad diet, there's just, I go anything that says health on it. That's what you've done.
Yeah, exactly. And then I've got, for dessert, bit of low-cal ice cream.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. You've gone Halo top brand.
Yeah, it's vanilla bean. It's 280 calories per tub.
For the whole tub.
That's what you want. If they're doing anything that's not telling you the whole tub, they're being dishonest.
Otherwise, you need to be a mathematician to work out the back of it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Outrageous.
I want to try the, I know you wouldn't have got them, but you know the yogurt that you were getting into a while ago?
The protein one?
YoPro now has their own ice cream.
Oh, really?
On
protein
sticks.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
That's good.
There you go. Anyway.
Mate, I'm into that.
This, I reckon, this is what the mug's for, and I reckon, I don't think it's going to be nice. probiotic blueberry milk.
Okay,
what is it?
I won't be having
what
that.
Is hang on,
can
hang
you
hang
read
hang
the
hang
label, away. George? What is it?
Probiotic Swedish style film yolk.
No.
Blueberry.
No. You have
50
to eat
billion
that.
Good bacteria per serve.
How many?
50 billion.
Totally, baby. You're going to have a little bit. You've had nothing but protein bars and meat.
It'd be good
for your gut. Great for
your gut. You need to sort your gut out.
What are the ingredients? It's just a big Yakult.
What are the ingredients, George?
15 live cultures. And probiotics.
I'm cultured enough. But okay, right. So, there's that. Anything else, or is that all you've got?
Ingredients: whole milk, blueberry puree concentrate, cane sugar, natural blueberry
flavor. Cane sugar is the third one.
Live cultures.
So, and that's
live
that's
cultures right. is, as an ingredient doesn't sound that good.
Okay. But I'm keen. Sevs, I reckon you're keen.
I'll have that. It's just milk. It's blueberry milk.
I've never been a milk guy.
Sweetened.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I mean, the problem with, before we can get to that, but like, fad diet foods or things that seem healthy, mm-hmm. you sort of like, you drink that like you would drink normal milk. It's like kombucha. Well, I've drank that like it's a big, you know, lemonade.
The other problem with it is that these are all sort of conflicting ideas. So, it's sort of the equivalent of going like the banana chips and then going keto. Like you need to pick one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you've got every...
Oh, wait till he...
Hang on, what's he got now?
The last one is you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Okay, good. Yep.
Where did that come from again? Who says
My sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And she got it from someone else.
You get what you get, but you don't get upset. I love that. That's very good.
That's great.
I got five of these and Whitey and Harry are both in the building. So, they have to fight.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Okay.
The first one is, what's this? Low carb protein bar.
Yeah, okay. Great. Lovely. Yeah.
Got that.
Good one.
This one's for me. Kick. I get to keep it clean.
You love it. Yeah, can we get... No, do that again.
Can we get a little clean. Read.
Yeah,
can we get it clean?
How are the buns nice and soft? What did you say?
Keep it clean as plant-based protein crunch, dark choc, sour cherry, vegan, all-natural source of dietary fiber.
What's great about it?
It's a yummy blend of dark chocolate, cranberries, and sour red cherries. Crunchy puffed chickpeas.
To be honest, that's if I was to pick one for a Fat Fridays, that's it. Because it's sort of definitely. Like, there's not the shit that I keep eating is all the, it's protein powder formed into a Mars bar. Whereas this is actually like.
It literally says chocolate brownie on your bar.
Yeah. Oh, no. Exactly. And what else you got?
Another one. Musashi.
Yeah, great.
Shred and what? What does that say on it?
Just shred and burn. It's another protein bar. Low carb.
Yeah, great.
This one.
Oh, the classic. Great.
Okay. Aussie bodies.
This is Josh's actual shopping list.
Cliff. Oh, Cliff. Oh. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So that's it.
Great. Right. Good job.
That's solid.
So that was Chemist Warehouse as well.
Yeah, so these were Chemist Warehouse, the nuts.
Yeah.
And the rest was Woolies.
What'd you spend?
Great. I think it was like $40.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
Is that good?
Great. I don't know. It's on par with what you've been doing for your diet. So if we do have leftovers, you can take them.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So I'm gonna have some of that over. Milk to kick us off.
Okay. I might have. What was the first? Ice cream. Thank you. Yeah, let's try ice cream.
Yeah. Get him a little thing so I can.
But do you want the bananas as well, Josh?
Thank you. So because it says Halo Top, I imagine that it's got like the, you know, like the Magnum has the chocolate top that you break. Is that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm pretty much drinking. It's just yogurt, guys. I'm pretty sure. Like, it is legit yogurt in
the probiotic
in what looks like a milk bottle.
Okay. Maybe I'll scoop my ice cream into.
Tastes great.
It's great.
Really.
Into, what's it called? The cup, the mug. All right, I'm gonna. It doesn't smell anything, but I mean, how often? Thank you, Georgie boy. You've just given me the shred and burn.
I get the cliff
bar. It's got Garcinia. Oh, so Garcinia. It's got some Garcinia. Do you remember Garcinia?
Did they get it off you?
So Garcinia Cambogia. In 2012, I bought $250 worth of Garcinia Cambogia and Testo Strong tablets that I read online.
Yeah.
It was a Facebook ad.
Was this a Hugh Jackman?
It was a Men's Health Hugh Jackman article. It was fake. And I bought a lot of that and it went to waste. I'm going to try this Halo Top. All of this stuff feels like it's stuff that you'll shit yourself eating.
Dude, the amount of time I've spent in the supermarket reading the back of labels and it's like I can't get that time back. You know, and I don't think it's done much for me. Because then you just land on something crap and then, or like something low-cal, then you blow out later on. It's very, very annoying.
That is a giant scoop.
Oh, my God.
That's a skill, isn't it, of that mine? But also, and also
it's
such
only
a small
100 calories. Yeah, so
such a small spoon. The coffee this morning, normally Brie gets me coffee.
You might have just spilt some.
Yeah, Mason, don't talk with your mouth open.
Oh, no. On the mixer.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's all good. So, stand by. Yeah, we're all good. It's good. It's vanilla-y. So yeah, this morning Bree's been getting me coffee every morning since COVID. I've sort of said, you know, I think one of us should be on the front line, and she enjoys the banter between the baristas and all that sort of thing. I followed them on Instagram, they followed me back.
Then you unfollowed them.
No, I didn't unfollow them, but now I'm just like, oh, so we know each other. It's that weird. I feel like now if I go to the cafe, it's like going to be meeting internet friends for the first time. And I don't need that at 7:30 in the morning when I just want a coffee.
Okay. So you're thinking that they're on your feed, just understanding.
Yeah,
Josh
they just,
Jansen.
Oh, it's like, yeah, if I come in with the hoodie on the daily talk show, I'm just like, everyone's going to drop what they're doing and be like, Josh Jansen, there's going to be slow claps.
Like, I know you got there talking about it, but that's how it seems like you're thinking. Do you think that? Is that
I think that there could be a conversation, like how much buy-in. I don't want to know how much buy-in the barista has with me.
Well, I'm just looking at your feed to just see if you can get a snap of Josh Jansen at, you know, at a glance. Who's Josh Jansen?
Good at Monopoly.
At a glance? I don't know. Yeah, don't get it real. Don't get a real sense. Mm. Not a bad thing.
But anyway, I told Sebs about this, so he picked me up from my house this morning.
Just walking, not on foot. Yeah, not in a car.
He definitely didn't drive.
No.
But he picked me up and we went to a cafe and he stood there with me as a sign of support whilst I got the coffee.
Mm. How was the experience? Right. I mean, let's find out the experience. Well,
I mean, it took a while before we got to the cafe because we had to go past about four of them that Josh wasn't comfortable entering into.
Hang on, wait. The first one you saw and you were like, too many people?
Literally too many people.
Second one?
That was the social
wasn't
media.
Sure about
that,
it.
That was the one that the social media that they followed me. So I didn't want to go to the ones that followed me, but I do support them every single day because Bree normally goes in there. Shout out to Georgia and the great team there at Office Coffee if you're listening.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, so we walked.
I get the thought that you think that they're following you. It's just as quite extreme.
Well, because Bree exacerbates it because I say, when you talk about me, I don't know why I ask you, when you talk about me, do you say Josh or do you say my
at
boyfriend?
Josh Jansen.
Well, she says, no, I'd say, oh, yeah, Josh is doing this today or doing that. So I feel like I've created a real story in my head.
They've got your calendar.
Yeah. The Josh Jansen, like, I know it's. And so anyway, we ended up going to Susie's, which is the cafe that was below our old office.
Yeah. If anything, they follow you and know more about you.
So there was a bit of anxiety about that. So okay. I was like, okay, I don't want them to give me a discount anymore because they were doing that for a long time after we left, which made me uncomfortable.
And, almond milk as well.
Yes.
You were taking a stab at their bottom line.
Yeah, definitely. Well, back in the day. Mm. Anyway, so I did, I decided to go in. Mason said it will be fine. And
holding your hand.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mason's got off the bus and walked 4K to get to your house to then handhold to a cafe.
Yeah, yeah. And so went in. Yeah, so he sort of stood back. I even forgot to ask if Mason wanted anything.
Yeah, you were in your head. You were real focused.
Would you have had a hot chocolate if I asked?
Would have it made you more comfortable?
No.
Okay, then no.
And so I went up. The great thing was, Nikki, who works at Susie's, she wasn't that like up for a convo too, because it's one of those things where it's like we haven't seen each other in 6 months. Lots of things have changed. The whole like, what's news? What's happening? Like, it's a very draining conversation. It's like I saw Nick Kappa the other day, just walking a lot, like Bree and I were walking along.
You two, Nick Kappa personality, Josh Jansen personality, colliding. What happens?
And then so
it's
I just
like two unusual animals meeting in the in the forest. Like
it's not a bit. Yeah,
it actually worked out really well. I didn't. Did? So we were walking along. I was like, Kappa is hey, Josh. Like, yeah, just walk and drink your coffee. Like, yeah.
That's so good.
And Bree was with me. I was like, oh, that went well.
What did Bree say?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, it did. Cause, and Bree also went like, yeah, coffee.
Weather.
Yeah. And so, but the thing, it was, and so that was what was good with Nikki today at the cafe was was saying to 97, like when we were talking, like when I went up to order the coffee, when you've spoken to, like we've had a bunch of conversations with Nikki over the past, you know, over the 2 years or whatever, or a year and a half that we were there.
Yeah.
And so you can't just say, oh, hello, like, hi, could I get, so my inflection was, hi. Cause like,
that was bang on.
It's like, hi. Cause like, I know you and you know me and it's great to see you. Hi.
Yeah.
And the great thing is like, she's like, oh, hey, what do you reckon she said back?
There was a little inflection. Like it was returning the favor.
Yeah.
She was acknowledging that you knew each other.
But no, how are yous, which was appreciated all around, I think.
Okay, I think you got to know that if you're speaking to someone who has a cafe, they aren't experiencing what you are. Like, So immediate, like you couldn't own a business like that where you're needing to see people
daily. Like hairdressers and stuff.
You can't. They end up just like, it's just like a numbness to the experience.
That's why I don't think I could. Could you imagine me owning a cafe? Just like, oh no, fuck. I was just in the kitchen. I see John's out there. I haven't seen John in 6 weeks. What do I say?
It would be a funny character in a film, like a Seinfeld episode. It is a bit Seinfeld episode-esque, like- The Josh Jansen cafe, and it's like you're always hiding from customers. Oh, yeah. Everyone wants to see you because they love the cafe. They love you. And then they're just like, yeah, what's it?
But it's so wrapped up in anxiety.
It is. That's why it's like, I was thinking.
You can't make fun of it.
Yeah, mental illness is not yucky. But in terms of like you getting better at it, because even that phrase getting better is you trying to move away from that sort of.
Can I eat ice cream while you talk?
Just one scoop. What is a version? So if without the judgment, getting better could be judgment. But for you to feel more sort of at ease in these social situations, what is a mechanism that you've used in the past to make it work or make it just be more pleasant experience for you? Because I don't think that's funny when you say it, but I don't think it's that pleasant for you. It's very internal. It's very
cerebral. Well, that's what I liked about Pavlov's duck. It was there were no bullshit. It was always a money transaction.
But I just thought they were arrogant for a while.
I just think that they know that you're just a customer. You're coming in.
Yeah.
The problem with Pavlov's was when they charged me $7 for a mocha and I blew up. And because I blew up, it's like I can't really go back there now.
No, I get that, but that's not answering the question. The question is,
What do I need to be happy?
How do you tame that sort of wildness?
I think it's just
thought?
Not giving a fuck.
Yeah, and how do you not give a fuck? Because you've not. I think you've actually not given a fuck this week when we were talking about a few things. Your weight, like it was less thought about how others are then judging how you were thinking. Like no, but that's your experience.
I had to take my glasses off at the cafe because I was fogging up.
Oh yeah.
At Susie's?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's a whole experience that starts minutes before he walks into the cafe.
I couldn't talk to Sev.
Literally, I was telling him, mate, I've just listened to this great podcast on superannuation. He's like, oh, yeah. And he's just off in his head just thinking about it. We're probably like 30 minutes away.
It was a boring combo.
This is an interesting one. How do you think, because I was going to say, I don't think I let you get away with it as hard as that.
No, you do because-
Or do
I? I literally said to Sevs, I think I'm just going to get TJ to get my coffee today because you have been getting me coffee most days.
Yeah. Mm. It's becoming a nice little habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't even ask you now. I get it for you.
And so, the thing is that, but even Lauren said, so this is the problem. We shouldn't know the names of all these people.
I love it. Yeah, Georgie Boy and I, we go to AU79, but also we go to Long Street Coffee in Abbotsford. Georgie, you even said this week you're an anxious guy.
Yeah, I love
look at how you deliver the protein bars.
Yeah, that's pretty anxious. I love these
what was
it?
What
the
was the anxious bit about really the protein bars, by the way? Was it just like
I don't know, just trying to get it done as quickly as possible. I love being a regular at a cafe and I love it when they know your name.
Mm.
It's like it actually makes me stay there. And if they know your order, then I'm like, okay, well, now I have to come back here because it's fun. And you don't want to mess it up. You don't want to like change your order up, even though I do.
What if they mess it up?
Nah, it's all good.
I just feel like it'd be awkward if they've done 5 weeks of getting your order right and then...
Mate, humans make mistakes.
Yeah.
You fuck up our merch runs. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
So, Georgia at office coffee, she knew that I wasn't doing coffee and she knew that I was becoming the tea guy. There's a lot. That they knew that I was drinking chais.
How did she know you were becoming the tea? You told her, didn't you?
No, because I've only met her before I started... following her on so what happened was I followed them on social media during ISO because there's this confidence of like I'm never going to see you, so let's be Instagram friends. And so but then now there is that sort of you can go in and visit. And so the reason why she knows about it was because obviously she knows Bree's order, so it's like two large almond caps. And Bree says, one almond chai, please, instead of the cap. Josh is not drinking coffee at the moment. He's becoming the tea guy. And then they have banter around it where it's like, ah, oh, he'll be back. How does she know that? How did she know?
Because a guy that says he's the tea guy drinking an almond chai latte is definitely going back to coffee.
Well, yeah. There's, and so, anyway, I what were you going to say, Sev? Is there anything else on that whole experience?
It was weird and he's never walking to your house again.
Yeah, well, it also, just wrapping, like as soon as we walk out of the building, it does take you a little bit to get it back into the groove of conversation.
To get over, yeah. I was talking about the cafe 4 or 5 minutes after that. Just being like, well, that went well.
What was more boring, his super chat or your cafe? Yeah,
it's equal. We deserve each other. No, but the thing at Lawrence, we at AU79, he had said, this business person, you need to connect with this person, guys. He's great, right? So, okay. That sounds good. And he's like, oh, I'll do an email intro. And they did an email intro. The guy emailed Sevs. Sevs never got back to them. And then you and I were at a cafe at AU79 and Lauren said, hey, the guy that I wanted to intro you to, did you ever get back to his email? I'm like, no. He's here right now. He's just over there. And I said, no.
Well, we were about to sit down and you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I said, can you make mine take away? And so Lawrence respectfully waited until I left the cafe before he did the intro. But he was like,
well, I was sitting there because I then was doing some work and I was like, oh, look, let's not bother them. Yeah. It's all good. And so it was at the edge for me as well. Mm-hmm. But
then Lawrence, the fact that he
much earlier.
But it's funny that he got it. He got the shtick. He's like, Josh being Josh. See it, like, because I.
And then Tommy being Tommy, I then have the person come up to me as I'm mid working, and then we had a good conversation for 10 minutes. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Like, and so then it's. At that point, I was in the mode of, I kind of just want to do my work right now. So, I get that, but that's not always.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
I don't know. It's a very fine line because I do enjoy.
It's always never as bad as you think. Anxiety is like shit appearing that isn't necessarily what reality is.
Yeah. Well, the little bit of the disaster was when I got into Susie's and tried to do my order, there was someone else that still had to pay. And so I said, like, so you think about it, I do the inflection, hi, and then realize that someone still needs to pay that's getting their coffee. So after saying hi, I had to then move across out of the way.
It was, and then the reader was taking a while as well.
There's a point where like, oh, I don't know if there's a chip on that card. This is to the upper. I'm like, this is going to be an absolute nightmare. But it was fine.
No, it's always fine. You're never going to be hurt. It's always fine. That is the thing. In any situation that we've ever been in, always is fine. Or I think you turn it around to be something funny for yourself.
The thing that I don't know how much
it actually stops or helps you through these moments.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, I think like with COVID, I thought the greetings was going to get easier. And we saw Conspiracy Jimmy 2 days ago.
Yeah, and that's a big one for you. The greeting thing.
But you do the bro handshake and hug during COVID times and I'm left looking like a fucking idiot with my elbow.
But no, Jimmy and I are 20 years strong and so we can – I didn't know we were going to cuddle. I've seen him before. We've done the elbows and now it's like – it was really nice to hug my best mate. I really enjoyed it.
But I look like a fucking idiot.
No, but you're not his best mate.
Okay.
You're his mate, but he's like...
Yeah, no, I get it.
I think it's fine. It'd be like...
Should I have...
Sometimes you see somebody with their partner, you know them really well, give them a kiss, but then the person that you're with doesn't know them that well, so they don't give them a kiss.
Fist bump. You could have gone handshake, for a fist bump.
Yeah. But no, I know what you mean. It's... yeah. Anyway. I mean, I did a fist bump this week and you called it out. And then you went in for an elbow, so you were actually closer physically to his face... Then my hand out meeting his arm out. Yeah, which one is it okay? Which one's okay?
I think the elbow is better than the fist because I think the fist is problematic because you
touch your face. But I mean, if we got called out by producer Jess yesterday for using the amount of hand sanitizer that we do.
She thinks we're obsessed.
Well, call it what you will.
I do have a bit of a tick. Like, I do enjoy it.
A sani tick?
Yeah.
Hand sani.
Yeah, there is something a little bit sort of addictive about it.
Mine's this one. And then clapping together.
You do, don't you?
I love it.
There's something, the one that you've bought, the hand sanitizer, I reckon it's 10 times better than Dettol.
Yeah, mate. It's Dettol a good
smells
one.
Like rotten apples.
Some of them.
And so then this one's actually, it smells great.
At Bodie's Daycare, you walk in, hand sanitization station, and on there is, I think there's gloves, if you want them. No one wears them. But then there's two bottles of hand sanitizer. One has kids, one has adults.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking use the kids.
Better smelling?
It's the one we've got. The other one is like almost liquid. It looks like vodka in a bottle. Like, and it stinks. It's like legit watery. And the other one is nice.
You want a thickness, I think, to you.
You want it, yeah.
Good viscosity.
Great viscosity. Great viscosity, 99% killer.
That's a great word.
Never heard it before.
Viscosity.
Is it about Sano?
Yeah. So, no, it's about, so you could have a nice moisturizer that has a good viscosity.
Yeah. It's all about like the thickness of the liquid. So like, I can't remember which way it is, whether it's high or low, but lava, you know, because it's quite thick, it's got some viscosity. It's got a high viscosity.
Lava does.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, so like water's got a low viscosity. Yeah.
You don't want to touch lava though.
No, true. But our hand sanitizer, interestingly, when it comes out, high viscosity.
Yeah.
Once you've rubbed it in, low.
Like, interesting.
It's ice cream.
Have you eaten the whole fucking tub?
No, you fuckwit. I've actually got like 90% is left.
Pass it over.
How was the probiotic?
Sorry.
Drink.
Don't pass that over to me. I don't want the probiotic. Yeah, hang on.
It's just yogurt.
Oh, yeah, it's got vanilla bean little bits in it.
But, yeah, the thing with a lot of these sort of diet products, you need to eat them sooner rather than later because they do go disgusting. I remember Bree and I doing a road trip in Tassie and buying like a healthy caramel slice, you know, just like a raw ingredients, and the sun was hitting the slice. And within 15 minutes, it was liquid in the in the bottle holder, cup holder.
You like a good piece of slice that could last 3 weeks in the car.
How good is caramel slice?
What? Which kind? One that can last a long time?
I actually like raw. Like, I can get around those, like the balls and stuff. We don't have a food processor at home.
To make the ball.
What did you have? A food what?
We don't have a food processor at home.
There you go.
Hey, we missed something at the start of the show, which I don't think I would have forgot if I was still the guy in charge.
Oh, no.
I wish you were on you for that reaction.
Oh, my God.
That was visceral.
I'm sorry. Okay. No.
The viscosity came out of
this. This is going to be a big. This is the final one.
You're gonna have big
Can we
up.
Get this as a snippet?
Yeah, this is a snippet.
That wasn't a part of the deal, but that's a makeup.
Attention, everyone. What a week it has been in 2GB land with Ben Bloody Fordham having his own breakfast show from 5:30 in the morning. He's done it and he'll do it again next week and potentially for a very long time. It's Ben Fordham on 2GB. Wake up with Ben. Thank you for your support this week, Ben. And now I will do one more as a reset from yesterday.
Oh, come on. At the end of the
Hey, everyone. A big thank you to Ben Fordham. 5:30 a.m. It's Ben Fordham in the morning, 2GB. You can stream it using Google Home. Just say those words. Hey, Google. Or you can listen in the car too. What a great way to start the morning with your brekkie. Have a slice of peanut butter or veggie, however you have it, and a nice hot brew. And enjoy Ben Fordham covering the topics of the day. It's Ben Fordham, 2GB.
You're done, mate. You're done. That was
thank
good.
You.
Expect a call, though, from Ben Fordham.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not what we think, guys. It's what Ben thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And
I turned that around.
I think you delivered.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, I reckon you delivered. Well, I mean, we'll hear from Ben, I guess.
I mean, it's when you see Ben Fordham's name flash on your phone, you know it could be something. He's got an offer. He's got a complaint. What else?
I think that was good.
Do you?
No, I'm very happy.
Talking
with
about the ice cream or the...
No, it's all good. I feel a bit burpy.
Yeah, that ice cream was good.
Yeah.
Any admin before we head off, Sevs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got a few more reviews after Josh's
abuse.
Okay?
Are you tired?
A little bit.
Your eyes twitching.
Really? Which one?
Both.
Okay, have you been staying up late?
Yeah.
Oh. How late?
Not too late, like midnight.
But that's sort of... Used to be a 9:30
PM
guy.
Yeah, baby's a 9:30 to 10 PM bedtime. So,
your girlfriend Grace uses the phrase or the word "palmy" to describe a chicken parmigiana.
Yeah, no, that's wrong.
Have you brought it up with her outside of Discord?
Yeah. No. Oh, we've had conversations about it.
They were up till 12 last night debating this.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Jeez, it gets real hot and heavy. That's banter.
That's banter.
So that's food chat. People are discussing whether it's a palmy or a palmer.
It's classic, a palmer.
This is one of the most classic radio. I mean, you know where you get the real figures from? You'd take every radio station that has done the palmy versus palmer debate, find out the answer because they do the... You know, the cast out of the net to find out what people think and then find out, like, out of 20 stations, what it is. And there's your real answer.
There's a place on Little Bourke Street or Bourke Street, Little Bourke, Mrs. Palmer's.
Mrs. Palmer's.
Yeah, I mean, solidifies it, doesn't it?
If you're going to register a business,
you'd
want to get it right.
There's also a Palmer's of Melbourne, the Instagram account. Mm-hmm.
Palmer's of Melbourne. It's definitely, I mean, the two people that sort of... The two offenders were Queensland and WA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be just why it's a palmy.
But it's baby talk though, isn't it? That's my criticism. It's as I said, it's like dippy egg, asking for dippy eggs and soldiers.
Sippy cup.
What others are, what's a phrase that can be said that sort of puts you in baby category?
Oh, I don't know. Sevs, have you got one?
I mean, how do we feel about calling, I mean... Do you call your mum Mummy Bear, George?
Mummy Bear is...
Yeah, Mummy. Is it?
Mummy,
yeah.
Mummy Bear.
You say Mummy?
Mummy. Yeah.
As a daddy, daddy too, but as a daddy...
grow up.
Mummy. I also say Hot Chockey.
Hot Chockey. Yeah, that's
chockey, I love Hot Chockey.
Hot Chockey.
Do you say Doggo as well?
Oh, Doggo.
Nah,
no, don't even start.
Nah, say Doggo. Yeah.
No, yeah. But as a daddy and Mummy, like hearing Bodie say Mummy...
Mm-hmm.
And just, it's so endearing. It makes my heart melt thinking about him calling me daddy. I don't know. There's just something baby-like about it. So, yeah,
what
you're
about
an absolute 26? Baby.
What about 26?
Absolute baby. But never stop showing your mother
So,
love.
How often are you saying if...
Oh, if I'm on the phone, I'd say mum. But sometimes I text her saying, thanks, mummy.
Do you think... So, stuff. I call my mum by her full name, Lynn Jansen. Should I?
You cut her off at six, didn't you?
Do you think I should bring back mum, or should I make mummy a thing?
No, look, I think you're 20 years too late for mummy.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're a mummy's boy? But I say mum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lean in,
mama. I like mama. Mama could be the closest.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say darling, but you were doing it to be facetious and now
not
it's
not facetious. No, I just loved my mum. She said, hello, darling. She loves it. And so I like saying that, but then I like calling people darlings. And then even Scooter Derek says it too. He's like, I think it's nice. It's like, it's just being a bit funny.
What about Darl?
No, because Darl. Then I have more of a problem with Darl. Like if you're using that seriously. Hi, Darl.
When I was a kid.
It's like a bit,
I remember Babe was like a bit dirty calling someone Babe.
Hey, Babe.
But I would say, hey, Darl.
You would?
Yeah.
You could pull it off as a kid, as in young Josh Jansen saying it. You saying Babe now.
Yeah.
Yucky. Yucky.
Nah. You and Breezer are very formal on the phone, I've noticed.
What do you mean?
To each other?
Yeah. It's a bit of...
Hello.
Hey, Breezer, how are you going? Yeah, good, thank you. How are you today,
yeah,
Josh?
Yeah, that's right.
What's been the best part of your day, bro?
Highlight of the day. Yeah.
How are you, Mike?
Hello.
How are you with Han?
Ah, Hey, love. What's going on?
Hey, love.
Hey, love.
That's cute.
How are you?
I always say I love you.
To hey, Hannah, how are you going?
I always said love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mate, nothing against it. It's beautiful.
All right, he thinks I'm too formal. Yeah.
No, I get what he's meaning. It's there is, I reckon we could write a script and it would be what you'd reel off at the first 10 seconds of your call with Bree every single day, every single time.
I'd start the call with, hey, Breezer. Hey, Breezer.
We've done this. We called Bree.
I don't know, maybe, mate. You're the producer of the show. You should remember.
I think we did a switcheroo. So
and then Bree would say, hello. And Josh would say, hey, Breezer. How are you? Good. You did it. You did it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
I also go to What's News.
What's News?
To Bree. Like,
yeah, especially like Sevs. Like if I FaceTime Sevs.
What's been happening?
Yeah, what's going on? Nice. And then normally I don't like his first response.
You really get it out of me. Like it's not annoying, but it's...
Well, I just say what's...
It's annoying.
No, I just say what's news and he says, oh, nothing much.
That's what I say.
Like, but the thing is, it's like if we're playing improv, he's the worst performer ever because where do I go from... So I end up going, no.
Sevs didn't know he was playing improv every time you called him.
It's just like, where does it go? If it's what's news, oh, nothing.
Well, the thing is, you asked me this 2 hours after you've already asked me this.
Yeah, it's a tick.
We're in the office. It's like anything else when you're walking out the office. Yeah, I was like, I'll tell you or whatever. And then 2 hours later, you're just like, oh, so what's happening? What's new? I was like, mate, I've literally just taken the bus home and that's it.
But a lot happens.
His question was, mate, how was the bus ride yesterday?
And then yeah, it was all right. What's Grace up to? Yeah. Things get over. It's like he's gotten absolutely nothing. How's the, literally, what's the other question I ask? How's the family?
How's the family? Oh, yeah, no, you do that a lot. Yeah, no. It's not about me anymore, to be honest.
How's her iPad?
Yeah. Apple Pen.
Why do you still call him?
I don't know. I think that like half the time, like last night when I called you, was it because I was calling you back and you said, was that the night before?
I was calling you back
and it was like, sorry, I didn't mean to call you.
I just went to my recent and I accidentally hit Josh instead of Grace. And so,
easy mistake.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, a bit of admin before you go. You had a few reviews.
Yeah, we've got a review from Sarah from Shine Hairdressing. Keep it up. Josh and Tommy have not only built an amazing daily podcast, they've also built a really beautiful community of Gronks to go with it. Love listening to and watching your podcast grow. Looking forward to what's to come for you legends. Keep up the great work. Also got another one from Caitlin. Balance.
You okay?
Yeah, just clear my... I reckon it's actually this.
What are you eating?
It's the viscosity of his
cliff bar. The cliff bar has really just solidified.
Mate, how do you think I'm feeling with fake ice cream?
Yeah, not good. Balanced, humorous and informative. These guys are fantastic. I love the balance of humor and the casual chit-chat / banter and deep, possibly controversial topics that are approached with an analytical and mature view. Very thoughtful, very considered, and very thought-provoking every time. 5 stars. Thanks, Caitlin.
Beautiful. Thank you, Caitlin, Sarah. Well, it's a long weekend, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. We've got shows coming out Saturday, yep. Sunday, and Monday.
We'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the Queen is celebrating.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Because it's Queen's birthday.
Oh. It's Queen's I'm sure Gemma's celebrating as well.
Yeah, yeah. We don't stop the party.
Yeah.
Just for the Queen.
I wonder what the Queen's up to.
It's not her birthday. Oh my God. She was riding a horse this week.
Really?
96-year-old woman on a horse. Royal.
What else are you going to do?
What an animal. I appreciate it. Like if I can be 96 and be able to ride a horse.
Oh my God, she is.
It's 3 days phenomenal.
Ago.
She,
are you on her Instagram?
I don't get it. No,
royal,
I don't actually.
The royal family. Yeah.
Are you serious?
If there was a conspiracy theory about the Queen has some kind of thing that it's not anti-aging, but it just means that she won't die. Like she is just like good inside. I would believe it. Like she's found some thing to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you see a 96-year-old, however old she is, riding a horse.
Mm-hmm. Got a pretty good life. That would help, you know?
A lot of people going to coffee shops for her.
Yeah, she's not doing it. I wonder what she's stressing about though, really.
So she'd be stressing about
Boris.
She'd be stressing. She'd be stressing about the allegations of her son being a pedophile. That's what she's fucking stressing about.
Oh, is that who Prince Andrew is?
Yeah, it's her son.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Amongst
isn't it?
I mean,
there's also the Prince Harry stuff, and
mate, there's a lot for that grandmother to be stressing about.
There's a lot of stress. Yeah, I wonder how she's still alive, to be honest.
But I tell you what,
there's a lot of stress.
I tell you what, she handles it like an absolute champ. The
just time on her horse. it's actually a what's it called? Like
equestrian
therapy.
Oh yeah, equine therapy. Yeah, that's just, how she's.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe it is.
She's like, I would blow up if I wasn't on this fucking horse.
She did a this year. She did an address to the nation, address to the world, really, which was, and she did the same so because of coronavirus, and she did it many, many years ago when she was a young woman at the helm, and it was just beautiful to see. Just this, like,
was it?
I looked at the old footage and then I looked at the new footage. And I was like, "Wow, what a woman! What a woman!"
You're a royalist. You like the whole royal thing.
I get into it. I would love a royalist on the. If anyone knows someone who understands the monarchy, the royal family, I would love it because there is when it gets down to the the Dukes of Edinburgh, the people who own, like, they get all the taxes from the land. So there's like in London, there's a like where Soho is. It got gifted to, it got passed on, whatever that shire is called or whatever it's called. That got given to this young guy who's now just this billionaire who gets all of the tax. So the land tax that the rich people pay goes to him. Oh, and so this is like
outrageous.
This is what like what's Harry? Where does he own? What does he own?
He's got like a place in LA. I'm serious.
He's the prince of.
Yeah, so they all get given their like. What is it?
You're thinking Prince Harry? Is that what you said? Prince Harry?
Prince of. Yeah, so. Prince of Wales. So you get.
He's the Duke of Sussex.
Duke of Sussex. Yeah. And so the Dukes get. So he would be getting all the land tax from the Sussex residents.
Not anymore.
Maybe not. Yeah, I think he gave it up. But it goes deep. And like why they're even making money. Mm. Like this is a. This is 1,000 years ago, all this shit happened. Like, are they like the government? No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're a different thing. It's like, it goes real deep, dude.
Go, if we were doing another referendum, republic? Like, what is it? Like, going republic? Is that what it's called?
Oh, leave, like, Brexit?
Yeah, no. Like, leave the Commonwealth.
Is it referendum?
No, referendum. I don't see any reason to leave the Commonwealth. I don't know enough, but...
Mm-hmm. Do we contribute money towards them?
Yeah, I'm sure we do. I like being indie.
That's where
if we're if the royal family is podcast one, I'd prefer just to
just go indie.
Yeah,
go indie. Yeah,
because you're making the money, but they're not doing much for you.
But you can use the studio where Hamish and Andy record.
I think I got COVID off Hamish from one of the mics. good one, guys. Podcast One sold for, I think it was $18 million in the US.
Just recently?
Oh, yeah, wow. This is only a month and a half ago.
Yeah, sad when Joe Rogan sells his back catalogue for $150 million.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens with, because Podcast One Australia is just a licensing deal with SEA. And so I do wonder. I did notice that on one of SEA's recent podcasts, they have the SEA logo on it as well as the... Podcast One logo.
Oh, really?
So whether that's transition play or it's a new podcast. But the other thing I thought is it's on advertising and stuff. So maybe they're doing it because it's a bit of a branded content thing that they're sending to clients as well.
Love it.
But anyway.
Love the investigation. I want a full-blown investigation.
Yeah, drama. Wonder how Podcast Rank is going.
I don't know. I'm going to go to your website.
Thank you. It's yours too.
True.
It's Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.